What's up? What's up? I'm back. Promo Palace LLC vlog 37. This one is titled The Importance of SEO plus Google Search Engine Ads. Don't forget that these vlogs are sponsored by Promo Palace LLC or PromoPalace.biz and also New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. Don't forget the audio version of my vlogs goes to my podcast, the Paul Pickett Podcast. You can Google Paul Pickett Podcast, or you can go to Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Odyssey, Cashbox, Deezer, iHeart, Player FM, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Stitcher, TuneIn, more. Vlog 37, Importance of SEO and Google Search Engine Ads. Now, this one really pertains more to business and brands than it does musicians. Because SEO doesn't really work too well for music artists, because they always try to go after like genres and stuff like that. They'll go after hip hop or just things that are just too competitive. And the thing with SEO is depending on your budget, unless you got a massive budget, you want to go after typically like medium competitive level keywords. This idea of going after all the high-level competitive keywords is not really always the smart approach, because some of the keywords are just, they'll take so much budget for you to get first page, on Google with. So typically the medium ones are better. Low competition ones are good as long as they got a decent search volume. So you want to go after keywords that have high search volume, but a medium competition level, as a business, a brand, you want to try to target as many keywords as you can that really fit. Now, the thing is with SEO is for SEO to really work, your website has to be optimized properly. Like usually the two main keywords that you're really going for, you want that to be somewhere in the title of your website and the description and in the keyword section, And that's the thing, like just pasting keywords on your site in the keyword section doesn't work. You got to have keywords in the descriptions as well and the titles. Now, SEO was really usually done with a lot of backlinks. The higher the page rank, typically the better that website is for backlinks. High domain authority sites will be like WordPress, Blogger, stuff like that. Because WordPress has a page rank of 9, if I'm not mistaken. Blogger has like a page rank of 8 or 7, So the higher the page rank, the more valuable that, site is for a backlink. And typically the way backlinks work is, whatever the blog post is about, it doesn't typically got to make any sense. Typically, you want to have keywords in there that you're targeting, and those keywords will be hyperlinked to a specific website. So that'll be backlinks. Then you got so many different kinds. You got EDU links, do follow links. There's just so many links. And every business and brand, if you're really trying to, get first page on Google, first page on Google, SEO is one of the biggest ways to do it. I know a lot of people, they go off of just local business listings. I mean, that's cool and all, but most people, when they go to search things out, they don't go directly to a local business listing site. Most people commonly just go to Google. Like anytime, somebody doesn't know something and they ask me something they don't know, I usually tell them, Google it. Even if I know it, most of the time I'm telling them to Google it, because sometimes people are just so lazy with wanting to ask about things, So, yeah, Google search engine is number one. If it's not on Google, you really can't find it. It's not there to be found. Everything is pretty much there on Google. So search engine SEO is very important, very, very important for businesses and brands, you typically want to set up a monthly budget of what you spend on SEO per month. Like I always say, if you're not spending $1 a day, I have to question your commitment and your dedication. And I do SEO a lot. I do SEO. I'm always doing SEO. I'm always going after different keywords. I don't always just go after the high competitive ones. I try to focus more on the easier ones to get that have a good search volume, but they're easier to compete with. Google search engine ads. Once again, that's another thing that goes off of the dollar a day method. Like if if your business is a brand and you're not spending a dollar a day on Google search engine ads, I have to question your dedication and commitment. I mean, at least a dollar a day, because a dollar a day is going to guarantee, it's going to get you traffic to your website. You're going to get thousands of impressions. Typically, you're going to get 2-3% of the people to do what you want to do. So for every 1,000 impressions, you're going to get about 2-3% of those people to click on your website. And if any of those spend money, it's worth it. If even one person spends money per day, it's worth it, because you're only spending a dollar a day, you know. So as a business, a brand, that's one of the main two things I would focus on is SEO and Google search engine ads. Because also when you're running Google search engine ads, as people search out keywords on there and they click on your ads, that also helps out with people actually, you know, the algorithms of people clicking on, you know, how many times they click on your website based on that keyword search while you're doing SEO. So Google search engine ads plus SEO. Now, I always do recommend email marketing if you have a customer base. Like I do, I will admit, in my earlier years, I did a lot of spamming. But see, this is the thing about spam. Spam does work. Spam is no different than telemarketers calling your phone every single day trying to sell you something. Now, the thing is once again, they're only just trying to get 2-3% of the people to do what they want them to do. So if they're cold calling thousands of people, 2-3% buy into something, then they've accomplished their goal. So spamming, I don't know if it would necessarily work nowadays. It probably could still work. This is the thing about spam. You can't spam things that people want, opposed to things that people need. Like every time I spam a musician, my company, Music Promotion Services, it is something that every single musician on the planet needs. Unless they're an established artist with an established fan base, they might not need it. But every artist that's trying to get an investor, trying to sign with a major label, trying to build fan base, needs online marketing and promotions for their music. So when I spam people things they need. Now, when artists spam music, that's not nothing anybody needs. Nobody needs music. There's so many other forms of entertainment out there. Some people might like to draw. Some people like to paint. Some people like to play sports. Some people like to watch sports. Some people like to watch movies. So, you know, there's so many different forms in it. Some people might want to skateboard, roller skate. Everybody's not into listening to music, and everybody doesn't need music in their life. Music is a want. It's not a need. Some people might say, I need music in their life. They're good for them. But everybody doesn't need music. But every artist, every business, every brand that's trying to build fan base, get investors, get sponsors, build followers on social media, they all need marketing and promotions. So that's pretty much how that works when it goes to the spam world. You gotta understand the difference between wants and needs. The same thing with artists and y'all posting y'all's music everywhere, all over the internet, just posting it on every Facebook group or posting it like somebody posts something on a group and you post your link as a comment that has nothing to do with the post. That doesn't work because people don't need music. They might want it, but they don't need it. That only works when they need something, you know. But back to what I would say, importance of SEO, Google search engine ads. I recommend every business at least be running $30 a month in SEO. And you can get for $30 a month, a dollar a day, you can get plenty backlinks. I can get plenty backlinks at a dollar a day. You know what I'm saying? For my SEO. And then run a search engine ad at a dollar a day, and You know, and now when you run search engine ads, you pretty much target every keyword that you try to target. But with SEO, you kind of want to go more after the medium competition level ones, unless you just got an enormous budget. If you got an enormous budget, then go after them all. If you got a medium-sized budget, go after medium competitive keywords, you know. And with Google search engine ads, you go after the lows, the highs, the mediums, you go after them all. Don't forget, hit that click now, subscribe button in the right-hand corner. Hit follow if you're on Instagram or Facebook. But I don't think I got to really go over too much. SEO on Google is important for every business and every brand. As a musician, you don't necessarily need SEO. I wouldn't recommend Google search engine ads for musicians. I would recommend YouTube ads, which are Google ads as well. But the YouTube video ads is what I would recommend, you know, or running actual banner ads over actual search engine ads. Because people are not just typing, you know, the keywords that you're going to target, you're not really going to be able to compete with on search engine ads. Because artists, they would typically just target genres or something like that, or other artists maybe. But as a musician, like, there isn't much SEO you can do or search engine ads you could do. You would do YouTube video ads. But as a business, a brand, or anybody who's selling any kind of merchandise, you should be running. Now, that's one thing as a musician you could do. Now, if you're a musician and you sell merchandise, now you can run Google ads and search engine ads for your merchandise, for your store, you know, but you wouldn't really run it for your music, because people will be searching out buying t-shirts and buying clothes every day, you know, but Google search engine ads aren't really designed to benefit musicians, just like they would businesses and brands, and the same thing with the SEO, you know, because as an artist, your name should automatically be number one on Google, unless there's a bunch of people out there with your same name. So once you know, you're never gonna, no artist is never gonna be number one on Google for the keywords hip hop, rock and roll, anything like that, unless they got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to run SEO. And it wouldn't make no sense to do a search engine ads either, because that's not really, you know, when you type in hip hop, there's going to be a lot. It's not just going to be probably single artists. It's probably going to be a lot more stuff just related to just the genre of hip hop or the genre of rock. So, yeah, the ports of SEO, Google search engine ads, typically for businesses and brands. For artists, really, I wouldn't recommend it. I would run YouTube video ads instead. But if you're a business or brand and you're not running SEO and you're not running Google search engine ads, I have to question your commitment, your dedication. Now, but I did say as an artist, if you sell merchandise, t-shirts, hoodies, and stuff, now you would run SEO and search engine ads on that link. Now that link you would run it, and it could benefit you on buy t-shirts, you know, stuff like that. Buy gear, buy clothing, you know, fashion, apparel, whatnot. But yeah. SEO on Google Ads has always been important ever since Google search engine has been important. And as long as Google search engine is like the number one provider for you to gather information and learn information, it's definitely going to stay a very important piece to the puzzle for businesses and brands. You know, me personally, I at least try to run $1 a day on Google search engine ads. And that's just to get new customers and new clients on top of the ones I already have, because I've had well over 2,000 people order on my e-commerce store, and that's not count people that order off of the store, through Cash App, through Venmo, through Zelle, and then not to forget that I used to have another website before the e-commerce store. My website originally wasn't e-commerce, so then you got to take into account how many customers I had on that website, you know, as well. And then you got IndieCastle, where I had thousands of artists. When I had IndieCastle Radio, I had well over 10,000 artists sign up to that site, you know. So, yeah. And then I got hundreds and hundreds of artists submitting music to me every single day for playlist submissions. So, it's easy for me to get customers when I got hundreds of artists submitting music to me every single day, you know, even though I don't really take free submissions because I don't got time for free submissions. I'm running a podcast 3 days a week. I'm doing vlogs 3 days a week. I'm running a marketing and promotion company 6 days a week. And I also got a apparel that I'm trying to get popping as well. Then you got social media accounts you got to maintain and post to as well. And then I still got to eat. I still got to sleep. I still got to bathe. And I still got to, you know, have my relaxation time. But yeah, SEO, Google searches and ads, very important. Your business is a brand. You're not, you know, paying for SEO, or you're not paying for search engine ads, or at least one or the other. I have to question your commitment, your dedication. Don't forget, this vlog is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. Check them out for your online marketing and promotion needs for a business, brand, or music. Also, check out New Little Apparel if you're a dog lover, a cat lover, or you're an animal rights activist, or just an animal lover. Check out New Little Apparel, newlittle.com. Got t-shirts, hoodies, hats. We don't got hats. We got t-shirts, hoodies, and shoes. And we got dog apparel as well. We got bandanas for your dogs. And we got to actually make some for your cats, too. So, also, don't forget, my audio version of these vlogs goes to my podcast, the Paul Pickett Podcast. And that's 3 days a week for the podcast, 3 days a week for the vlog. Audio version is on Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Odyssey, CastBox, Deezer, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Stitcher, TuneIn, and more. Also, for Shizzle, I got to shout out one of my favorite brands, the Dizzle brand. Actually, it's my second favorite brand behind Paul Masson, because, you know, in the music world, I'm known as Paul Masson, so I can't never really sell out my Paul Masson brand. But my number two brand, Dizzle, dizzlebrand.com. Check them out. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. They got a bunch of recipes on there you can check out that you can make with the Dizzle brand. And just to give you a heads up, dizzlebrand.com. That's a mixture of cognac, agave, tequila, orange liquor, mango mix, and crisp lemon. And I hope I say that right, agave tequila. I hope that's right. But once again, I'm Paul Pickett. I host these vlogs. This is Vlog 37, Promo Palace LLC Vlog 37, The Importance of SEO and Google Search Engine Ads. I want to thank you for tuning in once more. Peace, and I'm out.